A prominent Old Testament word describing God's grace is hesed. It's spelt C-H-E-S-E-D and we pronounce it hesed. The word speaks of deliverance from enemies, affliction or adversity. It also indicates enablement, guidance, forgiveness and preservation. Grace. Grace is the indwelling presence of God, delivering us from the evil one, keeping us, preserving us and bringing about a permanent change within us. Back to the Lord's Prayer again. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come in me, we're saying when we recite it. And grace starts where we end. When we've come to the end of trying to apply paint and wallpaper, change ourselves by our own efforts, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, we find the only way was and is and always will be grace. Not a work of our hands, but his. Grace means God moved heaven and earth to save those who couldn't lift a finger to help themselves or save themselves. Grace is God sending his only son to the cross so that we, the guilty ones, might be reconciled to him, changed into his likeness and received into heaven when the time comes. Grace comes down to us to change us into beings fit to live in heaven with him for eternity. Grace is God's love in action towards us. It's amazing, and it's oceans of the stuff. Sometimes, though, because of the way we're brought up, we enter Christianity thinking that either we can do all this ourselves or we have to do this by ourselves, as we have been taught. It's then that we find that everything God asks of us, he gives us. We cannot love unless he loves through us. We can't be kind unless he's kind through us. We can't keep going unless his steadfastness keeps us. We cannot be patient, long-suffering, peaceful or gentle unless it comes from him. On and on it goes, and eventually we find that the only way to do this thing is the rest of faith by grace. By grace are you saved through faith, and the way you come in is the way you go on. Ephesians 2, 7 and 8. Throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of his grace and kindness, which was showered upon us in Jesus Christ. For it was only through this wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation, for it was the gracious gift of God, from God, that brought us to Christ. Sort of settles it, really, doesn't it? All our struggling and striving, blood, sweat and tears avail us nothing. Zilch. We can do nothing but receive his grace. Receive. Now, there's another problem. We do, some of us, don't we, have a problem receiving. There's a solution, though. Ask him to help you receive everything of himself he really wants to give you. It's all him, from first to last. Problem solved. See you tomorrow.